How to Make a Killing is a new comedy thriller in cinemas now, starring Glenn Powell, Margaret Qualley, Ed Harris and Jessica Henick. I, George Wedlake, spoke to Jessica and writer and director of the movie, John Patton Ford, who began by explaining what it's all about.
I mean, the movie is kind of a contemporary remake of actually an old British movie called Kind Hearts and Coronets, about a guy who kills off all the members of his family older than himself in order to inherit the wealth of his family, and it's funny, it's a comedy.
Yeah, essentially, the movie is about greed and killing off family members, but somehow it's all managed to come across as quite comical, quite funny. How is that done? How do you do that?
It's just kind of absurd. It's an absolutely ridiculous premise, and you kind of have to just embrace the silliness of it. And I think we had a lot of fun creating this cast of characters that our protagonist kind of takes out one by one over the running time of the movie. Everyone loves to skewer the rich and to have fun, you know, really, really wealthy archetypes. And the movie sort of has fun setting those people up. And then we have fun watching our central character kind of take them out.
Do you sit down and brainstorm ideas, or could you be halfway through like a household chore, like the washing up, and then bang, out of nowhere, you've got the blueprint for a hit movie?
It's usually the latter, you know? Anytime you sit down, you know, with a laptop and, okay, I got to come up with a movie idea, it just, like, never happens, you know? And you end up just getting on social media and looking up someone you went to high school with or something. Like, I feel like the ideas are, they come when you're not necessarily looking for them, and they're the result of thinking about something else, and then that leads to this and this, and then suddenly you have this kind of random idea. I feel like I have a lot of ideas when I exercise. I feel like I exercise, do dishes, and take a shower to come up with movie ideas.
And when you're on set and you start to see your movies just come to life, can you explain that feeling? Just kind of seeing it go from words on a page to these incredible actors bringing it to life right in front of your eyes.
Oh, and that's a feeling I wish everyone could have. I wish everyone could experience the joy of that. And it's really scary too. I mean, you have this notion in your head of how things are going to go. By the time you're on set, you've been engineering that movie for quite some time, and then suddenly you're there in person and it's happening, and you're watching it come to life. It's just like an absolute insane, surreal joy. It can, and it's really adrenalizing. You're really just kind of on just sheer adrenaline the whole time, trying to get everything to go right. You have very little time on a set, you know, you're constantly like racing against the clock. So there's this, I don't know, like heist element to making a movie, trying to get it done on time and under budget and all these things. But it's a real thrill to see it come together, as you say. It's a great feeling.
Because I had to because I was showing Beckham, this dude right here. I met him at the show, and he's my cousin, apparently.
What?
He's my cousin.
Hey, I'm Ruth.
Beckett.
His name is Beckett, not Beckham. I'm sorry.
So how was that filming process for you then? Did you have as much fun as us non-actors think it must be shooting a movie like this? Or is there just a lot of sitting around in a trailer and waiting?
No, we had the best time. So the film is set in New York, but I'm curious how many Brits will be able to tell that it was in fact shot in Cape Town, in South Africa. The great thing about working in Cape Town is safari. When I wasn't filming, I was almost always on a safari. But no, we all got along and we hung out outside of set. And Glenn, you know, the vibe of a set starts from number one, and he really set the tone that we're going to make something great together and we're going to have a really good time. No egos allowed, and it ripples down through everyone.
So tell us about your character of Ruth then in How to Make a Killing. How does she fit into the story?
So Ruth is a young woman who has just kind of blown up her life. She has spent most of her career trying to climb up the fashion ladder, and she realizes that she's just not happy and she wants to live a slower, quieter life, and she gives up. And that is when she meets Beckett, who's played by Glenn Powell, and they have an instant chemistry, instant connection. The issue is she's dating Beckett's cousin. And the bigger issue is Beckett is trying to kill his cousin. So it's a very, very messy triangle.
What are you hoping audiences take away from when they've seen the movie? Because the last thing we want is for them to be inspired, right?
I mean, more than anything, I hope audiences are just like, they've been taken on a ride, you know? The movie is designed to just take you there and to be fun and to be entertaining and to be, as I said, a ride. I want people to feel like they just got elevated out of the cinema for that period of time and really, really went somewhere.
BFBS, the Forces Station.